Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. I am Amy Yancey. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I am an intuitive and I'm a life coach, and I am a supporter. And gosh, what else do I do with a client? I support really brilliant people. So if you have a dream, you're working your dream, you have a vision, you might have a partial vision, and you're looking to take your life to the next level, then I am the girl to talk to. I combine the mystical and the practical to give you really beautiful support to help you live an amazing life. And I have a really information-rich show for you, how to open your flow to money and abundance. And it's a lot, so I want to jump in right away. So the way I want you to approach this is I want you to write down any of these that you might feel you need some improvement in. And ask yourself, what is one little thing I can do to improve in this area? Because I guarantee you, as I go through this list, and it's a pretty big list, you will see things that you're like, oh, I already do that. I do that well. I already think that way. And then there'll be things where you're like, oh, I could use some improvements. Those are the ones to focus on. Because if you can spend more time saying, yeah, I do that, you will open your flow to abundance. And so why not? It all starts with mindset. It all starts with belief. It all starts in the way in which we approach our day-to-day actions that really determine our ability to have a wide open flow to prosperity and abundance. And I'm talking as a whole. I put this particular show under entrepreneurship. There are the natural ebbs and flows of business. But if you can stay grounded in these principles I'm going to share with you, then even in a ebb, you will still feel prosperous, you will still feel abundant, and you will still feel secure and safe with your money. So let's jump in. How to open your flow to money and abundance. Number one, valuing your time. Valuing your time. And again, write down the ones that you feel like, I don't do that so well. So valuing your time. Number two, valuing your worth and contribution to your field and customers. So whoever you support, whoever your client is, whoever, if you sell product, whoever your customer is, whoever your buyer is, whatever your field is, feeling like you're making your own unique contribution and valuing your worth in that. Number three, an open heart, right? Sometimes our hearts are so closed that we don't see all of the blessings around us. We don't see all the possibilities. But really believing in all possibilities, believing in your good, believing that the universe is on your side, believing that the right customers are going to show up for you. Even if you've had a bad experience in the past, if you've gone through periods of lack, if you could just open your heart more, you will really see a transformation in your money and abundance life. Okay, expecting the best to happen. Yeah, the way you open your flow to a money and abundance is expecting the best. And I know this is difficult, again, if you've maybe just gone through an ebb or an unexpected ebb, or money didn't show up the way you expected it to, or a project did not hit the goal that you wanted it to hit, then it's sometimes difficult to expect the best. And I recommend that you do the work to clear that. That's one of the things I do a lot with clients, is helping them let go of the past, seeing the lesson in their struggles so that they can take that positive information and move forward. So expect to happen. Expect the best to happen. Believe you can easily create what you want. Really believing you can easily create what you want. Who says it needs to be difficult? You know, who says that you can't have the million-dollar dream? You can. You just have to believe it. And so believe you can easily create what you want. Doing your best, like really doing your best is one of the ways to open your flow to money and abundance. So maybe that project did not hit the way you wanted it to, but if you felt like you did the very best that you could in that moment, awesome. And what in the four agreements, I love this thought on doing your best. He states that our best shifts from whichever place we're in our life. So some days we're going to wake up and feel super high energy, and our best may look completely different than a day where we're just not feeling like ourselves. So just do your best no matter where you're at. Believing your success benefits others. This is one that I've been really sharing in my inner circles, and more so just jamming about it. Like, hey, what do you think of this? If you prosper, right, and if you're listening to this program, if you're drawn to my work, my voice, you probably really care about our planet and you want to leave it better than it was in your own unique way. We all have our causes. We all have our light work. Whatever it is, you prospering, you being abundant, you get to make the world a better place in your own unique way, whether it's just you pay your team well or you donate money to causes or you have more time off or you just take really good care of your property and your neighborhood. All of that is making the world a better place, and you can do that and be so much more present for the world, for the planet, when you are prosperous. So believing your success benefits others. Focusing how you can serve the greater good. Your abundance serves the greater good. And when you put out work and you approach your work, no matter what it is that you're doing, from the perspective of I'm serving the greater good, you open the door to infinite prosperity and abundance. Next, mentally rehearse all the reasons why you will succeed. This is so crucial, and this is one that I would read and be like, oh, I get it. But when I started to really apply it to my life was when I started to see a big shift in my prosperity, is mentally rehearsing, daily rehearsing my success, daily rehearsing my abundance. And knowing all the reasons why I will succeed. I will succeed because I did my very best. I will succeed because I am following my vision for my life. I will succeed because I love the work that I do. I will succeed because I value my time and worth and energy. I will succeed because I'm putting out something really outstanding. And as long as you know, that's all that matters. And you will see your flow to money and abundance increase. Honoring your values and visions for your life. What do you value? And what's your vision for your life? So often when money gets tight, we forget our vision, we drop our values, we go into scarcity, naturally we're going to do whatever we have to do to survive, but sometimes usually we're just kind of hiding scared. But if you're really valuing your vision for your life, you're going to make that move that will put you in a position to open yourself up to more abundance and more money than you've ever experienced. So really honor what you value in this lifetime and honor your vision for your life. So you're going to hear me say this a lot. It's a fundamental component of my intuitive coaching work is what is the vision? Where do you see yourself? What is it that you're going for? Really honor that. I know recently I went through a patch of a weird sense of lack, and what I had to come back to was what was my original vision. And no matter what others were saying to me, I did not deviate. I did not give myself the luxury of, oh, woe is me, which would be deviating from that vision. So really honor your values and your vision for your life. Another way to open your flow to money and prosperity and abundance is paying attention to your finances. And everybody does this their own way. You know, all the money gurus out there, the Susie Ormans, the David Ramseys, the podcaster that you listen to on your way home, will give you lots of tips and tricks for how to manage your finances. But at the end of the day, you have to do it in a way that feels most in alignment with who you are. And Maybe that is checking your balance every day. Maybe it's just being very intuitively aware of your spending. Maybe it's making sure you are putting money aside. Maybe it's making sure that you are earning what you want to earn and putting yourself in a position to do so. There are so many ways to do it. I love having this conversation with people about how they manage their money, and everybody does it differently. And as long as you feel good about it and you feel confident about who you are, doesn't matter how you do it, just do it soulfully. Another way to increase your prosperity and open your flow to money and abundance is appreciating and admiring other people's success. Yeah. I don't really know what Warren Buffett does, but I will put on, it's on right now, on mute, Bloomberg, and they always have some, or maybe this is MSNBC, I don't know, CNBC. I'll put it on and I'll see Warren Buffett, and I admire what he has accomplished. I admire what he's done. I celebrate his success. Even those around me, I'm so fortunate to be around really amazing, brilliant people who are being compensated well for what they do. And I'm in awe and appreciation for their prosperity. And so instead of, oh, how did so-and-so get that? That's from a place of lack. And go to the place of, wow, that is really cool. Because then you're connecting to the likeness that is within you. So if you can admire and appreciate someone else's success, that means that somewhere in you that same frequency of success is possible. Number, I don't know what the numbers are. Next, maintaining a healthy balance of giving and receiving of time, money, energy, and resources. This is so important. The balance of giving, receiving. I am a person who overgives significantly. And I what I found was getting in the way was I wasn't balancing receiving. And so if you are an overgiver, it's imperative that you learn how to receive in order to really open your channel, your flow, to money and abundance. You're going to have to learn to receive. Now, if you are a receiver, you know, you're constantly on the receiving end, then you're going to have to learn how to give, and give soulfully and give from your heart. This is so important. And it could be giving of money, but it also can be time. Are you a time stealer? Do you steal time from other people? Then that's coming from the place of lack. Yes. There's so much I can say on this one. I could do a whole show on the balance of giving and receiving of time, money, energy, and resources. Next, appreciating all that you have and what you will create in the future. So it's really being in gratitude for what you have now, and then the affirmative praying of what you want in the future. Thank you for that beautiful home. Thank you for that salary. Thank you. You may not have it now, but if you can go into gratitude for it, you're saying, I know it's possible for me. I know it's going to happen for me. It's expecting the best for yourself and life. Next, believing you are enough. Yeah, this is an epidemic. I see many brilliant people, you might be one of them, walking around not believing that they're enough. This is definitely my life lesson for this lifetime. And so if you can just start to believe that you are enough, no matter what it is that you do, no matter what it is that you do, you are enough. You're enough, just as you are. No matter what your body looks like, no matter what your upbringing is, no matter what your educational background is, you are enough. Yeah, you are enough. Okay. Opening your flow to money is being willing to learn and grow and expand your understanding. You got to learn stuff. You know, I think I heard Warren Buffett say this, is that if people spent more time reading, if you just read 500 books, I think it was something like that, or five maybe, if you just committed to reading and learning more and more and more, you will open your flow to abundance, particularly if you want some tips on what to study money. Again, you're going to do it your own way. You're going to trust your own intuition. You know who you are in this lifetime. But study how other people do it. Study money mindset. Read, you know. If I could give you a reading list, oh, there's so many great things. Creating Money, which is wonderful. This list is a bit adapted from that. What else? You Are a Badass at Making Money, Jen Sincero. I'm really enjoying that. Really, really, really enjoying that. Let's see, a prosperity. Louise Hay has a gorgeous recording, live recording about prosperity. Yes, start there and keep going and keep going and keep going. So always be open to learning and growing and expanding your understanding. This is one of my favorites, is releasing emotional and physical clutter. I think these two go hand in hand. I find that people that have cluttered, oh, wow, this is a Louise Hay quote, and it's so true now. I've seen it play out, Louise. 20 years or 15 years ago I heard this. People that have cluttered closets and refrigerators or cluttered homes, and I'm paraphrasing now the quote, usually have cluttered minds. And I'll even go as far as say they usually have cluttered hearts. So really look at where clutter has accumulated in your life and be willing to let it go. And the emotional work, you can do that with a therapist. You can do that through forgiveness work. You can do that through writing a letter to that person's angels, if it's a person, if it's a situation, writing to the angels watching over that situation and being willing to release it and let it go. Opening your channel and flow to abundance is believing you have more than enough time and everything will get done. If you're running around like, I don't have enough time, it's also, and I mean, I think it's a direct way of saying, I don't have enough money. So really value your time. Be loving and respectful to your energy and your efforts. And believe there is more than enough time and that everything will get done. If you start to really commit to this belief, everything is getting done, you will see that heavenly hands will come in, like it's quite miraculous, and things will magically get done. Things you thought that were such a big deal will magically get done. I know I had to edit a scene. I thought it was done with my creative edits for my most recent manuscript. I write novels in addition to coaching. And I was reading through it, and I was like, I know this isn't right. So I needed to go in and make some changes. And all day I dreaded it. I was like, oh, it's going to take so much time. And then I prayed about it, and I started to commit to the fact that I have more than enough time. I laid down for a bit. I was feeling a little tired. And then I got up, and boom, within 20 minutes, what I thought was going to take me hours and hours and hours got done. So believe there is more than enough time. Another way to open your flow to money and abundance is give yourself permission to have what you want. I will be honest with you. I was recently in a great class, a really great manifesting class. And I told the teacher or the leader what I wanted to make, which to me, I didn't think it was that high, you know. I went with a lower number. And she's like, well, maybe you'll get there. And I will tell you, if you've got a big dream, and I'm a big dreamer and I support big dreamers, I'm not going to poo-poo your idea. I'm going to say, let's go for it. Let's figure out how to get there. Especially if your soul's in it. Like, I mean, that's really what matters, if your soul's in it. If you're just going for it for the sake of going for it, then that's a whole other conversation. But if you are really committed deeply to a big dream, whether it's a big financial number, which I don't think any number is big, it's just what you want, or maybe it's a bigger vision for your business, give yourself permission to have it. Right? I think you see this a lot with my women friends, is they don't give themselves permission to have what they want. So give yourself permission. If you want to live by the beach, live by the beach. Figure it out. You will figure it out when you give yourself permission. It is much, much harder to get anything done when you are telling yourself, oh, no, I don't think I can have it. And I've been there. I've been there a lot. And subconsciously, know that a lot of this behavior is subconscious. But you get full and complete permission to have what you want. Next, opening your channel to abundance, open your flow. I like channel. I wrote flow in the title, but channel just feels so nice. So opening your channel is believing you and your journey is important. Like, you came here for a purpose, and you get to live it out the way you want, and your life matters, however way you want to live it out. If you want to go and save the children or the elephants or the rainforest, awesome. If you just want to be a good citizen in your community, awesome. All of it's important. All of it's relevant. All of it is raising the vibration of our planet. So believe you and your journey is important. Next, opening the flow, doing work you love and finding something you love about everything you do. Like, so important, right? Many of us are going through the motion and pushing ourselves to do things that maybe we don't want to do. Take a moment and ask yourself, is there a way that I can make this fun, or is there a way that I can delegate this to someone else? Because when you do the work that you love, keeps your vibration high, keeps your energy high, and you will naturally start to do more of what you love in your business. You'll come up with new ideas. That's one thing I did. I have a very consistent sales routine in my coaching business. And I would sit there, you know, on a day like today, as a matter of fact. I wouldn't be podcasting. I would be sending my cold call emails about my services. And so recently I thought, why don't I just hire someone, right? Why don't I just hire someone to do this for me? And I figured out what I could afford. And I hired a wonderful woman who does it very quickly. And I get to podcast on a Thursday at 3:30 instead of sending out these emails. And I get, you know, I was sitting at my desk yesterday, and it's the end of the day, and I was like, oh, I've done everything I needed to do. Oh, I can create a new course in my business, and I am creating a new course in my business. So be on the lookout for that if you are on my newsletter list. Yeah, you get more opportunities to love what you do when you are focused on doing only what you love and then delegating the rest. And I'm going to say this. I heard this for years, and I'm talking to you. You know who I am, who you are. You are a version of me maybe 5 years ago who would hear someone on a podcast say, like, delegate. You know, hire it out. And you're probably saying, Amy, I can't afford that. A, that's coming from a place of lack. And B, I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you will just break out of that mindset that you can't afford it, get clear and be realistic about your budget. Yes, please. But then you can find someone that can help you do those things that aren't as fun to you in your business. Now, let's say you have a job and there's something you don't love about it. Find some way. Maybe you listen to a podcast while you do it. I know whenever I had to file, when I was a recruiter, at the end of the work week, I have to file away my candidate files. Anytime I had to do that, I would have something good I was listening to. That's how I know that Louise Hay quote, because I had listened to so much Louise Hay. Find some way to love it, and that might be it. Is finding something wonderful to listen to while you do it. Okay, next is being open to all possibilities. This is very much close to opening your heart. There are infinite ways in which you can accomplish a goal, right? And it's not your job to figure out how. It's your job to be open to all possibilities, because spirit is going to amaze you. I really tell you, if you start to live this way, if you really start to get into the flow of abundance, you will be amazed by all the ways in which spirit will prosper your life. So be receptive, be open, and allow all possibilities. Next, doing the necessary work to achieve your goal. This is so crucial. No one is going to knock on your door and say, I have all the clients you need. I have all the business you need. I have the perfect job for you. No, my dear, you will have to do the necessary work. And there's no shortcuts. You can't skip a step. I can't stress that enough. But it will feel like shortcuts, and it will feel like you're skipping a step if you're, A, commit to, I got to do the work, and, B, you allow spirit to come in and support you. And the way you allow spirit to come in to support you is you let go of the how and the when. You tune into your intuition. This is one of the things I coach my clients on, and I teach them how to do. You tune into your intuition. You listen for guidance and wisdom, and then you act on it. And it helps you get there faster. But you will still have to do the work on some level. So doing the necessary work to achieve your goal. Next, it's believing there is more than enough of what you want. So this is very much connected to the thought that there is not enough, that we don't live on an abundant planet. And if you've been around the money mindset world, one of the earliest, simplest money mindset beliefs they teach you is that there is more than enough. We live on an abundant planet. So just start believing there is more than enough for you. There's more than enough so that you can run the business of your dreams, do the work that you love, live where you want to live, date who you want to date, feel the way you want to feel. There is more than enough. You just have to believe it. And I know some gurus right now are talking about, there are people in the world that don't have. I believe while the experience of abundance is different for each person, it's still abundance. So even if you live in a remote part of the world, you can still live in complete and total abundance for where you are and for the lifetime you're living. I don't believe that there is any sense of lack on this planet. If we just all start to see the blessings and abundance in the life that we have been given. Someone else may have a different life. That's not your job. That's between them and God. But if you stay grounded in your abundance and that person stayed grounded in their abundance, we'd live in a much different planet. So believe that there is more than enough. Believe in your ability to succeed. Let's breathe on that one. It is so important that no matter what you're going for, you believe it. And if you are holding any type of doubt, sit with that doubt, work through it, clear it out, maybe adjust the parameters of your desire so you can believe that it's possible. So I was back to this class I was in, and we were talking about money and clients. And, it's a manifesting class, and so I was focused on my goal. And I was like, there's always just this pin of doubt as I'm stating my truth around this. And she said, well, look at that pin of doubt and say, is there a range? Now, could you create a range of clients that you want? And just that little shift of saying, I can have this to this, like, what do I know I can do and what's the high? The range will help you start to believe that you can succeed. You can succeed. So just trust that. Knowing that help is always available to you, I'm going to run through these quickly, I have 90 seconds. Thinking your future is bright and everything will work out fine. Using kind, loving, and compassionate words towards yourself and your work. Constantly focusing on the positive benefits of any situation, good or bad. It can be a good situation, bad situation. Find the positive benefits and you will open your flow to abundance. Believing abundance is created from within. It is not outside of you. If you are waiting for someone to validate your abundance and prosperity, you will be waiting forever. It starts from within. If you can believe it, you can create it. Being very clear about your vision and goals. That, one of the things I encourage my clients is to write it down. Write it down daily, say it to yourself daily, and respect it. Choosing to do your work with grace and ease. Like, we run around so crazy when all we have to do is slow down and be cool with it. Let's do it. Let's get it done. Doesn't mean you won't hustle from time to time, but grace and ease in all ways. Surround yourself with objects, relationships, products, and services that bring you joy, freedom, peace, or love. When those are high-vibrating emotions, surround yourself with things that make you feel that way. listening to people who understand and support your vision for your life, like hang out with people who are cheering you on, appreciating all the blessings in your life, and then believing in your ability to succeed and love that ability to succeed. There's so much more that I want to share with you. Until next time, you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And this has been awesome. Take care of yourself.